Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good morning and welcome to the Good News Christian Ministries broadcast. This is Donald Crisp and I am the lead pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls. It is my privilege to present the Good News message today. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries. Now to contact us, just write the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Now think of it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's my belief that it is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. Now may God bless our hearing of today's message, and may we commit ourselves to listen with all our hearts. My prayer today is that God would bless us, encourage us, challenge us, and comfort us. May God turn your heart and my heart toward home as he speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled, as I said, The Blood. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, "The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you." Now think of it for a moment. God's message to God's people back then when they were in Egypt, in captivity in Egypt, his message was clear. And I believe that the message he was sending was, there shall be freedom, and freedom is found when you're under the blood. So God's message to God's people, I believe, is also relevant to people on planet Earth today. So here's the question. Are you under the blood? Let's think about this as a moment, for a moment, as we listen to the old hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood, and at the cross." This is found in the Victory in Jesus CD, Song 6.
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Lose
Yes, the blood. The hymn writer wrote those words. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. First of all, let me say that the words to this hymn teach us many things. But first and foremost, we learn that the blood of Jesus is limitless in its supply, but limited in its source. Let me say that again. It is limitless in its supply. The fact is, there's a fountain filled with it. But it's limited in its source. You see, it's His blood. It's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Secondly, we learn that the blood in Exodus was supplied blood, identified blood, and applied blood. Let's be clear here. As I have said already, the blood back in Exodus was supplied blood. It was supplied by the lambs. But in fact, the Bible teaches us in the New Testament that Jesus is the Lamb of God, and He shed His own blood for you and me. And the fact is, the supplied blood is drawn from Emmanuel's veins, even as the hymn writer wrote those words. Now here's a question. Who is Emmanuel? Well, the Bible makes it clear that He is God with us. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 25, it says, "The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So the supplied blood is also, as I'm saying now, the identified blood. It's God. It's God's blood. It's Emmanuel. Matthew 1, 21 says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because He will save His people from their sins." Oh, yes, even John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." And that Lamb one day went to the cross, and He shed His own blood. He supplied the blood. The identified blood was, it was His blood. And the question is, has that blood been applied to you? Are you under the blood? Yes, the hymn writer again said, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains." The blood that we read about in Exodus was blood from a lamb that was applied to the doorposts and the lintels. And God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no destructive plague will touch you." There's the question again. Are you under the blood? That is, the blood of Jesus. The hymn writer asks this question, "What can wash away my sins?" Then he answers the question by saying, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." The Bible, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, picks up that same theme when it says, and I quote, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but it was by the blood, the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Yes, the supplied blood, the identified blood, and the applied blood. Are you under the blood? I submit that His blood, that is the precious, pure, and powerful blood of Jesus, does three things. It covers us, it cleanses us, and let me even add, it claims us. Let me present some word pictures so that we can see clearly what I'm talking about. Picture number one, the blood covers us. God is saying in a very real way, "I've got you covered." Now ask yourself this question. When God says, "I've got you covered," meaning the blood covers us, when God says, "I've got you covered," we must ask, how does He do this? One songwriter reminds us, there's no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll welcome you. It is no secret what God can do. Let's draw upon the past and listen to Jim Reeves singing that very song, "It Is No Secret." This is from his all-time gospel favorites CD, Song 5.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Let me repeat what I've already stated. I submit that His blood, that is, the precious, pure, and powerful blood of Jesus, it covers us. Secondly, let me suggest that it cleanses us. That's word picture number two, the blood cleansing. Let me take you back to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 21, as well as Exodus 32, verse 20. You'll have the picture of the golden calf. Remember the story how Moses went up to the mountain to meet with God, and he was on holy ground, and then God gave him two tablets, and on those tablets were the Ten Commandments. And before he came down, God had told him about the Israelites were partying and doing things that actually what they were doing is breaking those very commandments that God had just given him. And down comes Moses from the mountain, and he sees what has happened under the leadership of his brother Aaron, and he realizes what has happened, and he is so angry, he just smashes the tablets. Every time I read that, I think, he must have thought to himself, oh my, what have I just done? And then the Bible says that he went back up to the mountain for another 40 days and 40 nights, and he prayed. I'm sure he prayed for himself first, and then he prayed for those people. What were they doing? God gave him two new tablets, and down he comes again, and then he confronts Aaron, he confronts the people of God, and he tells them what to do with the golden calf, and he says, you need to do five things. Five things. And my friends, this is a picture of cleansing. The blood cleanses us. Are you ready? Here it is. He tells Aaron, tell the people to take that golden calf first and melt it. Secondly, break it. Thirdly, grind it. Fourthly, mix it. And then fifthly, drink it. You see, when you take gold and you melt it, and after it cools, if you break it into pieces, and after you've done that, you grind it to gold dust powder, and then after that you mix it in water, a miracle occurs. You can do this in any laboratory. Any chemist would know this. Two things will happen to the water. Are you ready? First, the water will turn blood red in color. Secondly, the water is purified. Oh yes, the water is turned blood red and cover in color. And God, when that happens, I believe is saying, I've got you covered. You're under the blood covering. And then the water is purified. It's as if God is saying, and I've got you cleansed. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ, that pure blood, that powerful blood, that precious blood covers us and cleanses us. And might I add, thirdly, it claims us. You see, the hymn writer wrote these words. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And then the Bible says, from God's perspective, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, you need to know I've got you covered, I've got you cleansed, and I've got you claimed. You're mine. Folks, when you stand before the pearly gates, we need to understand this. And just before we pray, I just want to place this before you for a moment. We don't get into heaven based on what church we go to. We don't go to heaven based on what kind of Bible we carry, what translation, or how big it is, or what color it is. We don't go to heaven based on what committee in the church we sit in, or how many good works we do. There's only one reason we go to heaven. It's because of what Jesus Christ did in the cross. The question is, have you received Him into your life? Have you invited Him in to save you? Is He Lord of your life? And if He is, that literally means that you are under the blood. There's the answer to that question. Are you under the blood? Then that means that you've invited Christ into your life. I want to pray for you right now, for those who have not invited Christ, and for those who have, to celebrate that they are under the blood. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this message today, and I just pray for those right now, Father, whose hearts are opening to you. I pray that they would right now pray this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Come in and save me. I just want to turn from my sins and my ways, and I want to live life your way. And I just ask you to come in to save me and to be Lord of my life. Wash me clean in your blood and allow me to be covered and cleansed and claimed by the Almighty God. And for those who already know Christ and you've done that, but you just need to reaffirm your commitment, would you pray this prayer? Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for covering me. Thank you for cleansing me with your blood. Thank you for claiming me. I'm a King's kid, and I celebrate that today. And thank you for this message, for reminding me of who I am in Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, it's my privilege today to just introduce you to a friend of mine, a guest on today's program, Reverend Blair Patterson. Blair, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Don.
Wonderful. I have a number of questions, so let's begin. Could you just share with us a little bit about your family background?
Well, it's sort of not spotty, but I've been all over the place. My father was a banker, so we moved all over Canada, but ended up settling when I was about 12 years old in the then small community of Kempville, Ontario. Many people probably listening to the station are living in around Kempville, and I was born in Montreal, but ended up in Kempville, and that's my home base, basically.
Wonderful. And a little bit about family. You're married, and...
I married a Valley girl. She's from Chesterville, and we were not necessarily high school sweethearts, but we were in high school when we met, and that was it. She had me hook, line, and sinker.
Wonderful. And children, you have children.
Yes, I have two daughters, a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. A little bit about your faith background, if you will.
Well, like many people in their 30s and 40s, I did not grow up going to church. However, when we moved to Kempville, my mother was always very, very sick. And she suffered from Crohn's disease, and she was in hospital. And if anybody knows about living in a small town, neighbors get to know neighbors really quickly, whether you like it or not. And the local UCW, the Night Church Women, they found out this new family. Mother was in hospital, and they invited us to church. It wasn't a pastor. It wasn't an evangelist. It was the UCW carrying casseroles that brought me to the Lord.
Wow. Boy, now that's an interesting journey indeed.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, I'm the pastor of, as I said before, First Baptist Church, Smiths Falls, just one church. My understanding is that you just have a little bit more of a challenge than that before you. Could you share a little bit about your pastoral journey?
Certainly. My pastoral charge, I'm in the South Mountain Hallville pastoral charge, which is United Church. I have four congregations that I have ministry over. That's in South Mountain, Inkerman, Hallville, and Hexton. So if you can go on Google Maps, you'll find those. But like most small communities in Eastern Ontario, they're hard to see, but they're there.
Wow, I just getting my head around that. Four different churches and four congregations. And what a privilege. What a privilege to connect with so many people.
Very much a blessing. And I think being out in the country, they often feel very, very overlooked at times because they're not very powerful. They're not very big. But within our, what we call a presbytery, our regional body, we are actually the largest in terms of members, in terms of people attending. So sometimes when you're small, you're also mighty. I think there's something about that in the Bible.
Yes, I think that's probably true. Amen. Blair, as we've looked at your family background, we've heard a little bit about your faith background and certainly your pastoral journey thus far. Can we just take the rest of the time and just talk about your vision for ministry and mission, as what is God saying to you, and just disclose a little bit of that for us today.
Certainly. I've always in my ministry spent time in rural areas, out in the country. Whether I was in Newfoundland when I was first ordained, or actually my first pastoral charge was as a student minister while I was going to Queen's University in Alan Churchill's backyard. In fact, he grew up just down the road from the church that I was serving in.
Wow.
And so rural ministry has a place in my heart because I believe that where small churches lack in programs and maybe money or even people in the pews, it certainly is built up in where there's an emptiness, the Lord fills up. Where there's the Lord's people, the Lord will be there. So I'm working on my doctorate through the University of Toronto in rural ministry, trying to support small country churches to remind them that they are a part of God's plan.
Mm. Where do you see the greatest need right now with your congregations?
I would say is the greatest need is, of course, encouragement, to remind them that God is with them always, that they are not alone. The United Church Creed begins with that, and that if they know that, then they can share that with others who are alone in this world, who need to know God. And I think that's the greatest gift that the people in the country can give, is that we have relationship on our side. And we're not perfect. We backbite and we gossip, but when the chips are down, we realize whose we are.
Mm. Wow, that man, that's powerful. You know, and I know the people that are listening to the program today will be praying for you, will be praying for those congregations. And you know what? As from pastor to pastor, we both know we're just blessed to have the privilege of coming alongside of people and encouraging them forward in their faith. Blair, thank you for being with us today. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we sign off here?
Well, no, other than I just encourage all people of faith to support this program, both with prayers and with finances, and to like you always say at the end of the service, to attend a church and to be a part of God's people, because there's something moving.
Yes. Yeah, I believe that. So thank you again for being with us. That's marvelous. Folks, now in conclusion, let me join with what Blair just said. Thank you for your open hearts, your prayerful encouragement. Boy, we need to be prayed for. I want to thank you for your financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and your gracious giving empowers and enables this ministry to do what we've done today, to deliver God's good news message on the air. And the truth is, I say this week after week, we cannot do this without you. Let me encourage you and challenge you to make out a check payable to the Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. Now, again, a personal note. If this radio ministry is impacting your life, if it's making a difference, perhaps you've prayed and received Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Perhaps you've recommitted your life to Christ. Perhaps these messages are a real source of encouragement to you. And if this is true, we want to join you in thanking God. You can email me at doncrisp@hotmail.com. That's D-O-N-C-R-I-S-P, doncrisp@hotmail.com. Or you can make your comments by writing to the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Again, we would love to hear from you. And may I also challenge you again to spread the word. Get others listening to this radio ministry. Don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, a church that will point you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, the precepts, and the promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Now, as we conclude today's program, here is Alan Jackson singing, "Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb?" followed by, "I Will Fly Away." This comes from his precious memory CD, Song 7 and 8. And now may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. And may you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope, love, and truth. God bless you. Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the
in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, by and by, I'll fly away.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.